You're listening to an African Elements top news story for March 18, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Black food insecurity disparities remain high in 2026. The dawn of 2026 brings a harsh reality for many families across the United States. New data released this morning shows that food insecurity remains a heavy burden for the Black community. While the nation moves forward, nearly 25% of Black households struggle to put food on the table. This rate is more than double the rate found in white households. The numbers are even more troubling for families with children. Over 30% of Black families with children do not have enough to eat. These statistics come at a time when federal support is shrinking. Recent laws have cut deep into the safety nets that many people rely on every day. The current crisis is not a sudden accident of the economy. It is the result of long-standing patterns and policy choices. For years, advocates have pointed to the gap between different racial groups. In 2021, pandemic-era aid helped bring these numbers down to record lows. However, the expiration of that aid and the passage of new laws in 2025 have reversed that progress. Today, the country faces a situation where the most vulnerable people lose access to basic needs. This deep dive explores the history behind these headlines and why the struggle for food remains so difficult for many Black Americans. To understand the hunger of 2026, one must look back to the end of the Civil War. In 1865, the federal government promised 40 acres and a mule to formerly enslaved people. President Andrew Johnson revoked this promise shortly after it was made. This left many Black families without land or resources. Many were forced into involuntary servitude through sharecropping and debt traps. Without land ownership, building long-term wealth became nearly impossible for these communities. This historical theft of opportunity created a foundation of poverty that still affects families today. The middle of the 20th century saw more direct attacks on Black land ownership. The United States Department of Agriculture often used discriminatory practices to deny loans to Black farmers. Because of these actions, Black farmers lost over 12 million acres of land over several decades. This loss was not just about property. It was about the ability of a community to feed itself and sustain its own economy. When people lose their land, they lose their independence. This forced many families to rely on external systems that were often designed to exclude them. The history of American agriculture is filled with these stories of displacement and forced dependency. Housing policies in the 1930s added another layer to this problem. The National Housing Act of 1934 introduced the practice of redlining. This policy denied mortgages and investment to neighborhoods where Black people lived. Banks and grocery chains followed these maps and avoided these areas for decades. This lack of investment created what many now call food deserts. In these areas, residents have no access to affordable or healthy grocery stores. Instead, they must rely on small convenience stores with high prices and poor selections. This geographic inequality is a direct result of government policy, not personal choices. Many experts now use the term food apartheid to describe this situation. Activist Karen Washington argues that the term food desert is misleading. A desert is a natural place, but the lack of food in Black neighborhoods is a result of human decisions. Food apartheid looks at the whole system of race, geography, and economics. It highlights how discriminatory planning and policy decisions create these landscapes of hunger. Simply building a grocery store in a neighborhood does not solve the root problem. The underlying issues of low wages and poor healthcare must also be addressed. This systemic view helps explain why the notion of freedom has been so hard for many to reach. When a community cannot control its own food sources, it is not truly free. The term food apartheid reminds the public that these conditions are maintained by current laws and corporate practices. It points to the fact that some neighborhoods have an abundance of fresh food while others have none. This is not a mistake or a coincidence of the market. It is a structural reality that requires structural solutions. Understanding this distinction is vital for anyone trying to fix the hunger crisis in 2026. The impact of this apartheid is visible in the health outcomes of Black communities. Without access to fresh produce, people often suffer from higher rates of chronic illnesses. These include diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure. These health issues then make it harder for people to maintain steady work or care for their families. This creates a cycle of poverty and illness that is difficult to break. By framing the issue as apartheid, advocates emphasize that the solution must involve justice and equity. It is about more than just calories. It is about the right to live a healthy and dignified life. In the face of these challenges, Black leaders have always found ways to fight back. In 1969, Fannie Lou Hamer founded the Freedom Farm Cooperative in Mississippi. This project spanned over 600 acres and helped families grow their own food. Hamer understood that land ownership was the key to political power. She famously said that if a person had a pig in their backyard, no one could push them around. This cooperative provided a path to self-sufficiency for people who had been trapped in the sharecropping system for generations. It was a model of community care and radical independence. During the same era, the Black Panther Party launched the Free Breakfast for Children program. This initiative began in 1969 and eventually fed 20,000 children every day. The Panthers saw that hungry children could not learn or thrive. Their success was so great that it embarrassed the federal government. This pressure forced the government to expand the National School Breakfast Program in 1975. This history shows that community-led programs can change national policy. These actions were part of shaping political dynamics to better serve the people. Another major figure in this movement was Shirley Chisholm. As the first Black woman in Congress, she was a champion for the hungry. She was a primary architect of the Women, Infants, and Children program, known as WIC. She also fought to expand the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, in the 1970s. Chisholm understood that the government had a duty to protect its citizens from starvation. Her work laid the groundwork for the modern safety net. These leaders proved that the Black community has always had the vision to solve its own problems when given the resources. The progress made by these leaders is now under threat. In July 2025, President Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act into law. This legislation made the deepest cuts to food assistance in the history of the country. The law was framed as a way to ensure fiscal responsibility and pay for tax cuts. However, the Congressional Budget Office warned that 4 million people would lose their benefits. This includes about 1 million children who will no longer have enough to eat. The law also shifts the cost of the program to state governments, which may cause some states to opt out entirely. A key part of the 2025 law is the return of cost neutrality for the Thrifty Food Plan. This plan is used to calculate how much money families receive in SNAP benefits. Cost neutrality means the government cannot increase benefits to match modern dietary needs unless they cut spending elsewhere. This rule keeps benefits low even as the price of healthy food goes up. Even though inflation is high in 2026, the real value of food assistance is shrinking. This forces families to make impossible choices between buying groceries and paying for rent or medicine. This policy choice directly contributes to the rising hunger rate seen in the news today. The law also expanded work requirements for older adults between 55 and 64 years of age. Research shows that these requirements disproportionately hurt Black households. Black workers often face more discrimination in the labor market and have higher rates of chronic illness. Many people in this age group also have caregiving duties, such as raising grandchildren. These new rules do not always account for these realities. When people cannot meet the strict paperwork requirements, they lose their food assistance. This leads to more emergency room visits and health crises for older members of the community. Tracking the impact of these cuts has become much more difficult in 2026. In late 2025, the USDA announced a pause in its major economic reports. This includes the annual report on household food security, which has been the gold standard for data since 1995. Without this official data, it is hard for the public to see the full scale of the crisis. Some advocates call this a reporting blackout. They argue that the government is trying to hide the results of its policy changes. This lack of information creates a vacuum where misinformation can thrive. The blackout occurred during a federal government shutdown that began in October. This shutdown stopped critical economic and market reporting across several departments. Even though the government is running again, the USDA has delayed its reports due to a reorganization plan. This delay leaves policymakers and community leaders operating without real-time data. They must rely on smaller, local surveys to understand what is happening on the ground. This fragmented information makes it harder to coordinate a national response to hunger. It also makes it difficult to hold officials accountable for the rising rates of food insecurity. The lack of data is particularly harmful because SNAP acts as an automatic stabilizer for the economy. Every dollar spent on SNAP generates about $1.54 in economic activity. When people have money for food, they spend it immediately at local stores. This supports jobs in transportation, farming, and retail. When these benefits are cut, the local economy suffers as well. Small grocers in black neighborhoods are often the first to feel the impact of these cuts. Without clear reports, the full economic damage of the 2025 law remains hidden from the public eye. In response to these challenges, a new wave of community intervention is rising. The National Black Food Justice Alliance is calling for a move toward food sovereignty. This model is different from traditional charity. Instead of just giving away food, it focuses on long-term control of the food system. This includes creating community land trusts and regional distribution hubs. These groups want to support black farmers and ensure that healthy food is available in every neighborhood. This approach mirrors the work of Fannie Lou Hamer and the Black Panthers from decades ago. Dignity-centered aid is another key concept in this movement. This means providing help in a way that respects the people receiving it. It avoids the racialized myths of fraud that were popular in the 1980s. For example, some programs now use values-aligned purchasing. This means they use their budgets to buy food from local black-owned farms. This keeps money within the community and supports a more sustainable food system. These interventions are necessary because federal programs are no longer providing enough support. The community is once again stepping in to fill the gaps left by the government. The struggle for food equity in 2026 is a reminder that history often repeats itself. Systemic barriers like redlining and land loss created a vacuum of access. Federal programs like SNAP and WIC partially filled that vacuum for a long time. Now that those programs are being cut, the burden has shifted back to grassroots organizations. These groups are fighting for a future where no child goes to bed hungry because of their zip code or the color of their skin. The headlines of 2026 show that while the struggle continues, the spirit of resistance is as strong as ever. Copyright, African Elements.